Most of us appreciate the convenience of online shopping.
You hit buy it now, and the box seems to like magically appear on your doorstep.
But this convenience comes at a price, and not just a financial one.
And I just wanted people to know that there's a human cost to that.
That's Patricia Callahan, a senior reporter at ProPublica. And since 2015, she's been looking into a piece of Amazon's business that doesn't get a lot of attention. Throughout the country, a number of drivers have been involved in dangerous or deadly crashes while delivering Amazon products. And the fast delivery the company is famous for may be to blame.
I looked all over the country for crashes involving folks delivering Amazon packages, and I found 60 crashes around the country involving serious injuries, and 10 of those were deaths.
And she says the numbers are likely much higher. In her new investigation, Callahan found that Amazon has not taken responsibility for deadly crashes involving delivery drivers they contract with. And families are still grieving their losses without answers from the company.
In these cases, they were contractors for Amazon delivering Amazon packages, and Amazon kept saying that it wasn't responsible, essentially, that there were these agreements it had struck with contractors that kind of walled off Amazon from liability. In the various crashes that I looked at, either Amazon said it's the contractor's responsible, or, you know, in each case it was able to kind of walk away and say that it wasn't really their problem.
And when you say deaths, who are we talking about?
They were really varied. There was a baby in Maine who was only 9 months old. Her mom was on her way to work and was just doing something that many of us do. She was dropping off her 9-month-old at her mother's house, and a 26-foot-long box truck delivering Amazon packages to a post office in Maine crashed into the back of her Jeep, and Gabrielle Kennedy, the baby, died.
Now, you also interviewed the delivery driver who crashed into their car. What did he tell you?
You know, he had started his day very, very early in the morning, and he talked about the pressure that he was under, that these dispatchers in the past had were kind of on him, you know, when are you going to get there? How far are you away? When are you going to get there? Kind of. And he said just sadly that he just didn't see the Jeep in time to stop. In this case, he was hauled off to jail from the scene of the accident, and nobody covered his legal defense. So in his case, he qualified for a public defender. So ultimately, the state picked up the legal bills. He just said, he essentially felt abandoned.
Who are the subcontractors for Amazon? Are they independent truck drivers? Are they part of the U.S. Postal Service? Like, what's this network?
Yeah, these are, you know, it kind of varies from like really small companies. I mean, the subcontractor, the crash in Maine that killed the baby, it was just two trucks, and it was subcontracting for a much larger publicly traded company that had that particular Amazon contract. But, you know, it really varied. The contractors, some were tiny, some were kind of mid-sized, some had a few vans, some had hundreds. Particularly in the ones where there's a contractor sending out a cargo van. A couple interesting things about that. The cargo vans are just small enough that they don't fall under federal regulation, which makes it really hard to track. So the only way I was able to find these 60-some-odd crashes was to search every jurisdiction that's searchable in the U.S. There's no easy way to track. Like, you could look up, say, the crash record for UPS, because those are regulated vehicles. The federal government keeps track of crashes. In these crashes, because it's this disparate group of contractors, and the vehicles are deliberately just small enough to fall into this kind of regulatory void, there's no way to kind of tie the easy way, I should say, to tie the crashes back to Amazon, unless you go through this kind of methodical look across the country. Amazon says these folks are independent contractors, but it has a really tight grip on the drivers themselves, in a sense that an app that Amazon provides tells them which order to deliver their packages in. And they might have like 100, 200, 250 packages. And so it tells them, you'll deliver this one first, this one second, this one third. And it gives them the order in which to deliver them, and it gives them turn-by-turn directions on how to get there. And some of the work orders that I saw between the contractors and Amazon said that 999 out of 1,000 packages had to be delivered on time. So there was tremendous pressure on the drivers, on the contractors. Just this whole system was, you know, built for Amazon to get us our stuff quickly.
How heavily does Amazon rely on these contractors?
So the percentage, it's increasing greatly, and it kind of depends on who you ask, right? Because Amazon doesn't, and we asked Amazon and they did not say what percentage of packages these contractors are delivering, but it's been going up significantly. Everyone agrees.
And that's because we're ordering more?
Well, it's because we're ordering more. And I think the primary reason is back in 2013, when the holidays came around, Amazon had some significant growth that year in people who shopped online. A lot of people signed up for their Prime program and wanted the free shipping and chose to get two-day shipping, and the packages didn't arrive in time for Christmas. And so it was a huge disaster. A lot of people spent holidays on the phone complaining, and it was just seen as kind of a big disaster. And that is when I found the ramp up to not rely so much on just UPS, the post office, and a little bit on FedEx, to build this network that could kind of expand and contract when needed. By, say, 2015, which is the time in which I started looking for crashes, they had kind of formed this, the beginnings of this network of contractors. And in recent years, it's grown very significantly.
Should consumers be aware, customers be aware that this is happening? And if so, what does that mean for us? Do we stop using Amazon Prime? Should we be more conscientious about that? Or is that even realistic at this point?
I think, you know, that's really just a personal choice for anybody to make. I really just wanted to get it out there that this was happening. It's just like this central tension of how everybody wants their stuff now, like right now. And Amazon's been ramping up the speed in which they get us our stuff. But, you know, sadly, there are these folks, as Amazon's getting faster and faster, that are just stuck in, you know, the depths of grief because they have lost someone or their life has been changed by a really serious injury.
Patricia Callahan is a senior reporter with ProPublica. Trish, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.